BBC News with Julie Kendler. Final results in Egypt's presidential election have confirmed a landslide victory for the former army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The election commission said Mr. Sisi won 96.9% of the vote. Less than half those eligible to vote took part. In his first speech as president, he said it was time to look at ways to develop the country.
I extend my special thanks to presidential candidate Mr. Hamdi Sabahi, who provided a serious opportunity to achieve electoral competition. I say to him and to all Egyptians that I'm looking forward to your continued efforts and determination in the coming stages of nation building.
Voting is drawing to a close in Syria's presidential election, which has been held in the midst of a civil war. There were no polls outside areas controlled by President Bashar al-Assad's forces, and the opposition denounced the election as a farce. But state media said voting had to be extended for several hours because of what it called a turnout beyond all expectations. Mr. Assad is expected to win easily. The BBC has learned that dozens of people have been killed in Nigeria in a series of attacks on villages in remote parts of Borno State. Our Nigeria correspondent Will Ross reports.
People from Atagara village, close to the Cameroonian border, say that men dressed in military uniform turned up in cars and called people to a church compound. They thought these were Nigerian soldiers who'd come to protect them. It was only when the men opened fire on the crowd that they realized these were Boko Haram fighters. The Member of Parliament for the area, Peter Bie, confirmed the attack to the BBC and said that people had been killed and many houses burnt in five other villages in the area. Meanwhile, there have been reports in Nigeria that several generals in the army have been found guilty before a court-martial of assisting Boko Haram. A Defence Ministry spokesman denied that any generals were on trial.
In the meantime, the police say they're now allowing peaceful protests, hours after banning demonstrations in support of more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram 50 days ago. Saudi Arabia has sharply increased the reported number of deaths from MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Health officials now say it's killed 282 people, nearly 100 more than previously acknowledged. Earlier on Tuesday, the Deputy Health Minister was sacked. Tulip Masumda reports.
These new cases have been identified as part of a review looking back into how this flu-like virus has spread since it first emerged in the kingdom 2 years ago. Cases have risen from 575 to 688. Around a third of those infected have died. This emerged after a retrospective study ordered by the new health minister. It's all part of a drive by the kingdom to be more transparent. The government's been accused of not doing enough to contain MERS. Cases have been identified in 17 other countries.
World News from the BBC. The Ukrainian army says it has started blocking the border with Russia in the separatist-controlled Luhansk region. Reports from the area on social media speak of heavy gunfire. Earlier fighting north of Donetsk has subsided, according to the Ukrainian presidential website. It says militants have been cleared from the towns of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. The NATO Secretary-General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, has welcomed President Obama's plans to strengthen the U.S. military presence in Eastern Europe in response to events in Ukraine. Earlier, President Obama announced a billion-dollar program, which, if approved by Congress, would increase troop numbers and military exercises in Eastern Europe. Mr. Rasmussen said that the Russian actions in Ukraine had dramatically changed the security situation in Europe.
This is a timely and important contribution that reinforces the steps NATO has already taken. It is a clear sign of America's commitment to Europe, and it's a clear sign of the strength of the transatlantic bond.
Tensions are high in the Pakistani city of Karachi following the arrest in London of Altaf Hussain, one of Pakistan's most powerful politicians. His MQM party has appealed for calm in Karachi, the party's power base. Thousands of MQM supporters are staging a sit-in on one of the city's main thoroughfares. Mr. Hussain, who was arrested on suspicion of money laundering, is now in police custody in a London hospital. Mexico has published new guidelines that will double prison sentences for kidnapping. The minimum prison term has risen from 20 to 40 years, and the maximum from 50 to 140 years for those who kill their victims. The number of kidnappings reported to the police has risen dramatically in recent years, but the government estimates the number of kidnappings reported to the police could be fewer than 2% of the total. BBC News.